Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning to everybody out there. And it is, we're going to say that now because here on Political Coffee, we are moving from to just this morning show for 2 hours, because Monday, Dan Bongino's new show here on KSLM begins at 6 p.m. in the evening. So you won't hear the evening replay. And I know that some of you sort of depend on that. Well, it's okay, because you can still hear the podcast. And because of the great work of producer Phil, the podcast is up to date every single day. And usually within, you know, just a few hours after the show. And I am certain to put the actual shows, or the links, rather, of the stories that I read that I think are interesting, that add value to your life, I put those up on the podcast webpage. So Dan Bongino starts Monday at 6 p.m., and this show is just a morning show. From here on up. But again, you can hear the podcast, and it's easy to get to the podcast, friends. And you can get to it on your phone or your laptop or whatever you're using. Just go to kslm.news, our website, and hover over podcasts. All of them come up. Scroll down to Political Coffee. Click on that. And then scroll down, and you'll find the particular show you'll want to hear. Click on that, and that brings you then to the both hours of this show, and then below both of those areas where you can click and listen to the show are all of the links and the stories and the things that I say that really lead to our discussions that we have. So anyway, that's where we're at on Political Coffee. Dan Bongino's show starts Monday at 6 p.m. So today's Freedom Friday, friends, and you know what that means, of course. That means that you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today politically. Doesn't have to be what I have on my plate. It could be this thing about GameStop, and frankly, how there's not only two systems of justice, there's two systems of wealth, and who's cooking the books and who's running the effort. The effort to what? Well, that only the privileged and the connected get to become rich. And we saw this play out yesterday in the GameStop. You know, I'm a little bit of a minor amateur stock trader. I have been for a long time. And I followed with great interest what was happening in the GameStop arena over the last, week, okay? And then what happened yesterday was just wrong. In fact, Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports really, this is a story, you can go see it if you go to thelibertydaily.com. He really shreds the Wall Street elite, and these are the people. The elites, folks, whether it's politics or whether it's in the Wall Street market, your money, your opportunity to live the great American dream. The elites game the system. And you know who's let that happen? Republicans and Democrats in Congress, who have allowed it to happen. And why would that be? Because they're getting rich too. You know how they're getting rich? With insider information. And there's a special law that allows them to do that. And the logic being, now you're probably saying, now wait a second. Like it was exposed, Nancy Pelosi, the fund that she's associated with, managed to buy a whole bunch of call options on a stock. Sorry about that. Had to let the cat outside. Otherwise, you're going to start hearing an unhappy cat meowing, wanting out. Anyway, she buys all these stock options after becoming aware of a particular thing. And this is why they have exempted themselves from the insider trading laws that would put you and I in jail. In fact, have. Remember Martha Stewart? Congress does this every day. And when they got called on it a few years ago, they did a little smoke and mirrors bill. They didn't stop the practice that said you can't do it, like you and I can't. No. They just said, well, you can still do it, but you just have to, 30 days after the trade has occurred, then you have to make it known. But they're still doing it. That's how you go into Congress, an average person, and come out a multimillionaire. It's one of the ways. There are many. That's why we call it the swamp. So it's stock trading riches for me, but not for thee. It's sort of like Kate Brown in the Oregon National Guard. Oregon National Guard for me, but not for thee. Oregon National Guard to guard the U.S. Capitol. Where, by the way, did you see that story? This is interesting. It's a Gateway Pundit story today. D.C. officials announced plans to erect a permanent security fence around the U.S. Capitol. At the same time that Democrats, Joe Biden, ended construction of a border security fence. Security fencing for me, but not for thee. No security fence to keep us safe from the drug runners that I witnessed with my own eyes when I was flying my own airplane with the Minutemen down on the border for 8 days in 2006. Yeah. The need for a security fence was pretty obvious then. In fact, I put on my Facebook page a couple of days ago, I think it was, just a picture of me standing with a Marine in front of my airplane, because I always flew with an observer who was looking out one side of the airplane because I needed to fly the airplane because we were low and slow above the ground, because that's the only way you could see them. You had to kind of look off peripherally, because during the day they were hiding the illegals that were transiting 50 miles through the desert across the border, were hiding under the Joshua trees and the other trees that are out there. So you kind of had to look at an angle. So we're flying low and slow. I had to have an observer. So anyway, I posted this. I saw this for my own eyes. I interacted a lot with Border Patrol and the special forces of the Border Patrol. Did you know that? Did you know we had special forces in the Border Patrol? We do. I had lunch with some of them. And there's lots of drugs coming across that border. A border fence helps reduce that. It also helps funnel people into areas that are easier to catch the bad guys, not just the drug runners, but the terrorists. And what they won't tell you, unless you dig deep for it, what they won't tell you is how many terrorists, people on terrorist watch lists or others that they have caught coming across the southern border, that are now in federal prison. Why would that be? Because they violated the law, but we can't have a fence for that to keep us safe from terrorists, from drugs coming into our country. We can't have that, but the politicians have to be protected. They have to have a fence. They have to have the National Guard. But downtown Portland and the over 100 small businesses in downtown Portland that have shut down permanently. 100 folks, think about that. They don't get the National Guard to protect them. At least while Trump is president. But now we get to call out the Guard to protect the politicians at the Oregon Capitol. Two systems of government, folks. So when it comes to you being able to invest your money to be part of, say, this Reddit group. And this, there's interesting things about that, too, by the way. Facebook just banned the Robinhood Stock Traders Group, which had 157,000 members. And then the CEO of Robinhood tries to cover its, because Robinhood, which was one of these apps that anybody, you know, you saw it advertised on TV, you could easily invest, right? Well, a bunch of these people on this Reddit group, Wall Street Bets, are the people that just small-time traders, day traders. Now, Jay, I don't ever recommend anybody do day trading because it's, you usually lose your rear end. But some people have learned how to do it successfully, and this group was a group like that. So what you get is you get the Reddit people were blocked yesterday by Robinhood and, frankly, a whole bunch of other brokerage houses, one that I do business with. You could sell, but you couldn't buy. And that's why GameStop's, because of the short squeeze, GameStop hit a high, I think, of well over $500 at one point yesterday. And then all of a sudden it collapsed to less than half price. Why? Because of what Robinhood did. And why did they do it? Well, there just happens to be this Reddit post from a Robinhood insider, somebody who actually works for Robinhood, saying, how about this big hedge fund that was getting killed, Sequoia Capital and the White House, pressured Robinhood to stop the trading, and they did. Somebody needs to go to jail. This needs a huge SEC investigation. Got to go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about today, buddy?
Well, the other morning you asked me about, you know, about Hitler. And I, yes, and Biden now has approved paying for abortions in other countries. So here we go. Here's our Hitler now, killing people in the hospitals, aborting them. And how is this country, that's supposed to be a Christian country, allowing somebody like that to make a decision with our money to kill babies around the world? What in the world is going on here?
The presidency has too much power. That's the answer.
So,
I mean, it's stunning. You know, I agree with you.
They're going to pack the courts. They're going to destroy the middle class. You know, that's why all these apartments are being built in Salem, you know, with every apartment comes a storage locker, you know, that you see those storage facilities being built because young people are not going to be able to afford a home. You're going to be stacked up in these apartments. I have a couple friends of mine that made me aware of this, what's going on. That's why the $15 an hour, you know, you have to have two of them making $15 an hour, one to pay the rent, the other to pay them for the groceries. They're really going to control our society now.
Yes, they are. And the question, as I let you go, Freddie, and we go to break, is this. Will people wake up to who's doing this to them? Back in a moment, 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll get to Glenn in a moment. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. My bad for neglecting to give that out in the first segment. I'm sorry. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. An email from Lee, rather. Jim, mask, and Common Core Math. Common Core spelled with K's. It's his way of doing that. Says, I think I understand, sort of, Queen Kate's numbers in limiting six people in a gym, but if you use old school math, there's a problem. According to the gym industry, workout exertion percentage is at 43.2%. Only 4 out of 10 at one time are pushing their limit hard. The other 6.3 are moderately or lightly working. 2 are resting. 1 is watching others. The 6-person limit increased the desire to quickly finish the workout. This increases the workout exertion to 78.67%. Now add the mass requirement that reduces blood oxygen levels. This will lead to 5 people who are passed out and possibly injured, 1 remaining delusional from oxygen deprivation to help the others. Thanks, Kate. Now, what Lee has inadvertently just pointed out is it also changes the numbers and makes it appear to be really dangerous to be working out. Because right now it isn't. But they'll find a way to make it look that way. Betty wrote me an email about what a great job you're doing. Wish I could do more. When I watch what's going on in our once constitutional republic, I have to hold back the grin when I have proof that $500,000 grant the Rockefeller Foundation gave to Oregon State University in 1971 to be the first state to experiment with socialism because it was the most unchurched state. He thinks, or she thinks, that they've gotten their money's worth. And that's kind of interesting, an interesting perspective. Before I go to Glenn here just briefly, I do want to thank Ticklicker Firearms and Freedom Heating and Air for being our two great main sponsors of the Freedom Celebration, which is happening this Sunday at 2 p.m. Although, you need to be there at 1 because we're going to start serving food shortly after 1 o'clock, and the music starts at 1 from the 45th Fret. Registration's closed. If you missed it, you missed it. I'm sorry. But we have a great group of people that we're honoring. Law enforcement, police, active duty military, Oregon National Guard, and a lot of veterans that are our special guests. We're honoring all the work that they continue to do and what they have done for our freedom. So I hope that if you've bought a ticket that you will make certain to be able to come and show up. It's really important for us to celebrate freedom together. This is not a political rally, by the way. Yes, freedom cannot be divorced from politics, obviously. But we're celebrating freedom and we're honoring the people that are keeping us free. That's what this is all about. And the other thing it's about is just hanging out with you guys, getting a chance to meet you and us all coming together as freedom-loving Americans and having a big party. Why not? Let's do it. We'll go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday?
Jeff, I got my tickets just in time. I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
But a huge story is dropping. All the others about the Wall Street Casino. But here's the big one. I got a call last night from my friends at Grace Community, and this is huge. This is Fox 11. This just was published just last night. Fox 11, Los Angeles. Orange County healthcare worker dies after receiving second COVID-19 vaccine shot. Official cause of death pending. Updated 18 hours ago. The story has been revised. I'm losing my screen here, but let me get it back up so I can read it right off the page because it's so... It's been revised, clarifying that Tim Zook received his second dose of vaccine on January 5th. And started feeling ill roughly 2 hours later. He did not die until 4 days later on January 9th. His official cause of death is pending. Here's the killer. On January 5th, Zook posted a photo of his COVID-19 vaccination card with the caption, "Never been so excited to get a shot before. I am now fully vaccinated after receiving my second Pfizer dose." Just 2 hours later, after receiving his second dose, he's experiencing abdominal pain, breathing difficulties. His health spiraled downward. And they're saying, the doctors, it's obvious inflammatory reaction. started attacking all of his major organs. That's not a virus. That's a disease. Anyway, that was... Then there's another story of the medical worker in Riverside Community Hospital. She got the vaccination, and 5 days later, she has COVID. So this is all documented.
5 days later, she has COVID?
She has COVID. She got it 5 days after getting the first part of the vaccination. And she's from Rivers. That story is also on Fox 11, Los Angeles. It's on a different page, and I don't want to leave this page in case somebody has more questions about it. But yeah, you
so
can
how,
get to
how
it.
Is so here's a question I have for you with the first guy who died, who developed the respiratory problem,
Tim Zook,
second
yes.
shot. Did he have any underlying conditions? Does the story talk about that?
He's a radiologist. The story does. Just one moment here. Let me go down to. He's actually a radiologist with. Let me see. I'm trying to get. He worked as an X-ray technologist in South Coast Global Medical Center in Santa Ana. He is a medical health professional. He's in his 40s, 50s. Let's see, 50s. He's in his 50s. Perfect health. His wife made a statement, Rochelle. It was so intense that it started attacking major organs of my husband. He never had a chance to recover. He did have a little bit of high blood pressure, but she said other than that, he was working every day and very busy in his life.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Look, we continue to hear stories like this, Glenn, and it doesn't give me confidence that I want to get a vaccination at all.
Well, including on Fox, and people can go to Fox 11 Los Angeles. It's bold headlines updated 18 hours ago.
Wow. Thanks.
Until they what? Until they call up fake news and take it down?
Well, we'll see. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you get to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. And that's really easy. You just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Like Roger, how it's going to be done, he writes. Some of the more obvious steps have already been widely discussed. Biden suspended deportations, stopped construction on the border wall. What the Democrats are going to do is invite, maybe not explicitly, but certainly implicitly, renewed immigration from Mexico and Central America. Those who are already here will be given amnesty first and then citizenship, at which point they'll become 11 million new Democrat voters. Now, by the way, not everybody agrees with that. And I think it's closer to 30 million. But I think a lot of them are going to become Democrat voters because the Democrats are very good at reaching out to these people through their Spanish language publications, stations, and so forth, offering them all this free stuff. And that gets to the next part of Roger's email. Welfare will be expanded greatly so that millions more Americans will be dependent upon government largesse, which will make them Democrat voters. A change in the filibuster rules to favor Democrat action in the Senate is another step that will be taken soon. Well, they sort of tried that, but it failed, at least temporarily. I think it comes back. He continues, don't think that the courts are going to stop anything that Biden and Harris do. The district and circuit courts will get many new Democrat judges. The Supreme Court will be enlarged to 15 members, with Biden appointing 6 left-wing Democrats. The federal court system will be overwhelmingly controlled by leftist Democrats, and it will never again stop anything that Biden and Harris do. Then comes a big one. The new states. Republicans, clueless as always, are thinking that this means Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. That's just the beginning. As Simon Barnicle's article in February 2020, article in The Atlantics, now reprinted on Real Clear Politics, describes, they will make a case for North and South Carolina and East and West, or excuse me, North and South California, not Carolina, I read that wrong, and East and West Massachusetts, and a new state of Long Island. This will give the Democrats 6 new senators in addition to 4 new ones from Puerto Rico and D.C., the District of Criminals. The steps I'm talking about are all those that will be taken to establish a permanent Democrat majority, which will then evolve, maybe gradually, maybe not so gradually, into a one-party country, and then into a totalitarian dictatorship. Roger, I hope you're wrong. She may not be. Postscript, before I go back to the phones, it is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. The rant I went on yesterday against House Republicans for their unforced error, as Bill Currier called it. In fact, after Bill, I didn't get a chance to hear Bill on Stacey Ann's show, which follows this show at 8 o'clock. But he called me later, and we talked about it. And my headline on my Facebook page with all the links to these shows, where I excoriated Republicans for sounding like Democrats, the headline, as I put it, was they unwittingly, and that was Bill's understanding of it. He pointed out something to me that is so important. The Oregon Republican Party is a partisan party. Duh. Now, Oregon House Republicans said in their statement, there is no credible evidence to support false flag claims. We are in a crisis, and that crisis requires steady leadership and action, not partisan rhetoric. The election is over. It's time to govern. Yeah, that's your job as legislators. But that's not the job of the Oregon Republican Party. Now, I'm going to try not to be as over the top as I was yesterday. You have a different mission than what the Oregon Republican Party does. The Oregon Republican Party is there to keep the base engaged and to set the tone for the next election. You guys have to govern because you're in a legislative session. I get that. I served 8 years. I know. But at the same time, what you should be doing is not creating this division by saying we're in a crisis. And that requires steady leadership and action and not partisan rhetoric. What crisis are we in? The COVID crisis? How well has that steady leadership worked out in the state of Oregon? Not too well. Yeah, it's time for you to govern. But you shouldn't be criticizing a party for doing what they're supposed to be doing. Which, by the way, you guys should note, this poll that's in Newsweek that says most Republicans, this was a story from the 14th, most Republicans believe the Capitol riot Antifa conspiracies, they say. Yeah, like 69% of Republicans. So you House Republicans, can you understand maybe why the Oregon Republican Party would go along with most of their base? Duh. Now, maybe there's a lesson in here for you. Maybe you shouldn't stupidly, and yes, I'm going to use that term, unwittingly agree with the Democrats, and that's what you've done by calling it. Well, no, there's no credible evidence of a false flag, really. I'd like to point those of you, whoever crafted this idiotic statement from the House Republicans, should go read the New York Post article. Here's the headline. And I know, I'm going to get to the phones. Two known Antifa members posed as pro-Trump to infiltrate Capitol riot, say sources. Now, this is just one of many stories that say the Antifa members disguised themselves with pro-Trump clothing to join the DNC, the DC rioting. They were recognized due to their participation in New York City demonstrations. Hello, Oregon Republican House members. There's all kinds of evidence, including their own videos from these known Antifa people. So, you know what? The Oregon Republican Party, kudos to them for doing what they're supposed to be doing. Hello. All right, that's enough of that. To the phones, whatever you want to talk about today, it's all on the table. Got four lines filled, one line open. We'll start with Art, go to Pat, we'll go to Ron, and whoever's on line four. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Freedom Friday. Today, we all need to pray for our brothers and sisters who the President of the United States has turned his back on, signed so many things over the last week to destroy their jobs, so they're now unemployed. And, of course, the illustrious John Kerry and Buttigieg says, oh, they can go out and make solar panels. And so why are you worried about them? Well, we're going to lose our energy independence, Jeff. They're going to pass this green whatever the hell it is on climate change, which really exists. The climate does change, and no matter what they do, they can't control it. You know, our weather is directly controlled by the sun and all the other factors. But we all know that. But the most important thing, Jeff, is, and I believe that letter you read about where we're headed is absolutely true, they're erecting a fence around the Capitol. Why? To keep us out so we can't engage in the conversations, and then they're going to do all the stuff that they're doing now. But our president has turned his back on everybody and is kowtowing to all the radical ideas of the Democratic Party, and it is destroying our nation, no matter how you look at it. We all know it, including our freedom of speech. And
well,
so,
no, I mean, you're right. It is destroying the nation, but not everybody knows it. Only those of us who are paying attention, because believe me, half of the people that voted for Joe Biden don't believe that's happening. They believe it's progress, that it's good that gas is going to go to $5 a gallon. They think it's good that all of these pipeline workers that make between $200,000 and $300,000 a year, folks. I watched them, the union guys, talk on Hannity's show last night. They think it's good that those jobs are being, like you pointed out, Art, and I got to let you go because I got to quickly move on here, but you pointed out John Kerry and Buttigieg saying that they're going to replace those jobs with a $50,000 a year job working on some solar panel. I'm sorry. That's crazy. Let's go to Pat. Pat, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
Hi. I listened to you last night because I missed yesterday's morning, but I would like to say that.
Hey, Pat. Hey, hang on. I'm sorry. Okay. We have to go to the break. I'll get you on the other side of the break.
Okay,
everybody else on the line, just hang on. I'll get to you as soon as we come back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
As promised, we go right back to the phones. I go back to Pat. Pat, thanks for hanging on. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Sure. I missed yesterday. I had to listen to you last night. And earlier, well, just a while ago, you were talking about these Republicans not being able to see what was going on at the Capitol building. And so I'm wondering, maybe we should have a fund for raising money to buy guide dogs for the blind, because it's obvious they need something like that. And, you know, our friend Art could see a whole lot more what was going on there at the Capitol building about who was causing the ruckus over there. The next thing I wanted to ask you about is, are you going to have bologna at your freedom celebration on Sunday? Because, you know, our governor has a lot of bologna. I ordered bologna for my Thanksgiving dinner this last year. Had about 20 people, and it was something nice to chew on while we were waiting for the real food to come. And, of course, you know, it's already paid for because we paid for it with our taxes. My third thing I want to ask about is, I am really looking forward to coming on Sunday, and I'm working on a card because I thought other people might like to leave a message, and it's going to be a big card. I will be bringing some pens and whatnot if there's a table or something where people can sign the card and thank our first responders and so forth. They deserve a lot of credit. So I'm just wondering if there'd be a place where I can put that out where people could sign that.
Well, yes, there will be. We will have extra tables. There are the facility. It's a big airplane hangar. And even though we're going to have 400 people there, there's lots of room, and there are extra tables that are available for that. And we'll make a place to do that. I think that's wonderful, and I'm very glad that you're doing that, Pat. Thank you for that. It's the right thing to do. In answer to your question about bologna, I have no idea if we're going to have any bologna there. One of the things that we are, this is not a political rally, even though we're a political show and a political talk station. This is a celebration of freedom. So we're going to try to keep the political stuff to a minimum for a couple of reasons. Because first of all, a lot of the people that are joining us, even though they're union people, they're still government employees. And, you know, some of them are conservative, some of them are not. And that's okay. We also have some folks that are active military, Oregon National Guard, and they can't go to quote-unquote political rallies. I mean, it's a condition of them joining us so that we can thank them for their service. And so we're just asking people, you know, this is not a political rah-rah rally. This is us coming together, having a party, celebrating freedom. Freedom that is good for all of us, whether you're liberal, Democrat, even people who strongly disagree with my views as a conservative Republican, that's okay. Freedom joins us all together. And that's what this event on Sunday is about. And again, I want to thank Ticklicker Firearms and Freedom Heating and Air for being the major sponsors of this. Folks, come and show up at 1 o'clock because that's when the music starts. Live country rock music from the 45th fret. And we start eating shortly afterwards. The program starts at 2 and we'll start handing out our awards and there is going to be an open mic time after all the awards are done, where those of you in the audience can talk about freedom and what it means to you. Because that's important, I think, that we have the opportunity to do that. There'll be lots of seating. You don't have to bring your own chairs. I know Keith sent me an email about that. No, you don't have to bring your own chairs. Let's go to Ron, and then we'll move on from him. Ron, good morning.
Thanks. Number one, Bill did a pretty good job on the show last night, but I think the biggest problem with the Republicans in my state, even on one, we don't need the Russ Walkers or various other people. You wonder why we lost one or both seats over in Central Oregon. That's the mindset that they're trying to lead to, and it leads us to damnation as a party. You got to have a backbone. Number two, you are CNN, the undercover reporter, again, just like when they went to Roger Stone's house. How in the heck they get in the inside track with an Antifa person and celebrating and hugging? Now, how in the heck can they do that? Now, you can look at the video itself on YouTube or the Gateway Pundit. They lead you to it.
I know. I've seen it. Yeah.
And it's appalling. And the last thing is that the people in the state, I don't care if Republican, Democrat, whatever, you better know your history, because we're getting ready to go. Everything that Khrushchev said, I sent you a copy. I tagged you to my page there. Concerning what Khrushchev says, how they're going to undermine, how much of the 8 points are we on? Look, I think we're doing all of them. When you have a government where they just do everything by fiat, 30 executive orders in less than a week, this ain't a government. This is a dictatorship, and the puppets and the strings pull them. We need prayer. We need compassion.
Yeah, we do.
But at the same time, we don't need to have. We need to have a backbone and stand up peacefully.
That's right. That's right. Well said, Ron. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it is a stunning thing. If you look at what the communist plan for overthrowing America was stated, it's amazing how much of it is literally transpiring in this great country of ours today. Let's go to the fourth line. Caller, who are you, and what's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
This is Rebecca. And
hi, Rebecca.
Suddenly your phone doesn't recognize me. So I was calling about Rule 0.7, and I don't know how much the Republicans are under pressure in the Capitol because of Rule 27. Rule 27 just passed, I think it passed in February, and I got caught with it in February 19th. I'm aware of a couple of other people that have gotten caught with it.
What does Rule 27 say?
It basically has a list of things you can't talk about at the Capitol. And then at the bottom of the list, it says not limited to these. So what they're doing is putting words in our mouths and making them poisonous. So, I don't know if the Republicans that are actually in the Capitol are under pressure because they're being accused of insurrection or other things like that. But this Rule 27 is poison to liberty,
and it's unconstitutional. It's literally unconstitutional, and it needs to be litigated. It needs to be a federal lawsuit filed on that to go into federal court. That's flat unconstitutional.
Well, I don't know if they're going to pack the courts. I don't know if we're going to get anything from going to court, because it will take a while, and by that time they'll have the courts packed. But I don't foresee the Republicans putting up any resistance, because the whole point of Rule 27 is that everybody in the Capitol is nice to each other.
All right, Rebecca, thank you for that reminder about Rule 27. I appreciate it. It's 6:59. One more hour to go, and then at 8 o'clock, Stacey Anzup with Good Morning Salem. See you on the other side of this break.